Hello, and welcome back to The Power of Now, a guide to spiritual enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Today, we're doing a book study on A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose, written by Eckhart Tolle. We hope you have your copy so that you can follow along. Today, we are on Chapter 3, Section 5, The Core of Ego in Defense of an Illusion. My name is Barbara Wainwright, and I'm here with Gilda Simonet. Welcome, Gilda.
Thank you.
In defense of an illusion, facts undoubtedly exist. If you say light travels faster than sound, and someone else says the opposite is the case, you are obviously right and he is obviously wrong. The simple observation that lightning precedes thunder could confirm this. So not only are you right, but you know you are right. Is there any ego involved in this? Possibly, but not necessarily. If you are simply stating what you know to be true, the ego is not involved at all because there is no identification. Identification with what? With mind and a mental position. Such identification, however, can easily creep in. If you find yourself saying, "Believe me, I know," or "Why did you never believe me?" then the ego has already crept in. It is hiding in the little word, me. A simple statement, light is faster than sound, although true, is now in the service of illusion, of ego. It has become contaminated with a false sense of I. It has become personalized, turned into a mental position. The I feels diminished or offended because somebody doesn't believe what I said.
Ego takes everything personally. Emotion arises, defensiveness, perhaps even aggression. Are you defending the truth? No. The truth, in any case, needs no defense. The light or sound does not care about what you or anybody else thinks. You are defending yourself, or rather, the illusion of yourself, the mind-made substitute. It would be even more accurate to say that the illusion is defending itself. If even the simple and straightforward realm of facts can lend itself to egoic distortion and illusion, how much more so the less tangible realm of opinions, viewpoints, and judgments, all of them thought forms that can easily become infused with the sense of I.
Ego does take everything personally. So if someone says something that the ego finds offensive, then the ego is going to get defensive. And if the pain body is activated enough, they could get aggressive and even physically aggressive. The ego can really cause all kinds of drama and wreak havoc defending itself. There's an expression that says, take it with a grain of salt. And I believe what they mean by that expression is somebody says something offensive to the ego, and they're saying, let it go. Let it roll off your back like water off a duck. So the blessing or the lesson in not being offended or not taking what somebody else thinks, says, or does at personally, the lesson there is that don't take it personal. It's not about you, it's about them. if you take it personal, it does become about you. So there's that. Every ego confuses opinions and viewpoints with facts. Furthermore, it cannot tell the difference between an event and its reaction to that event. Every ego is a master of selective perception and distorted interpretation. Only through awareness, not through thinking, can you differentiate between fact and opinion. Only through awareness are you able to see. There is the situation, and here is the anger I feel about it. And then realize there are other ways of approaching the situation, other ways of seeing it and dealing with it. Only through awareness can you see the totality of the situation or person, instead of adopting one limited perspective. And I think he means by that one limited perspective, it would be to view it from the ego's perspective. The ego's perspective is, well, what is our ego for? Our ego is there to help us survive, if you will, to help us be an entity. I am, right? But our ego is, I believe, in place to protect us if we need protecting. For instance, if somebody is assaulting you verbally, the ego would be there to defend the self. Now, if somebody's assaulting you verbally and you don't take it personally, you become like the water. There's a rock thrown into the water, and it just, the rock gets consumed and goes and lies at the bottom of the bed of water. And the water goes back to stillness. There might have been a little splash, but that's it. If somebody is physically assaulting you, though, what is it inside of you that protects yourself? Is it your ego? Is it your subconscious mind? Is it the fight and flight response that we have that's innate within us? And are those fight and flight responses that are innate within us, are they part of the ego? So that's food for thought, because I'm not sure that I know the answers to those. And I don't know if we'll get the answer in the next section of this book or not. However, is it the ego that's defending ourselves in the event that we are being physically attacked? Is it the ego that comes to our rescue? Is it the spirit that comes to our rescue? I'm curious. Well, if any of our listeners have an answer to the question that I just asked, which is, what is it? Who is it? Is it our spirit? Is it our ego? Who defends the person that is being accosted by another person who is locked into their egoic state or their pain body, and they're getting ready to attack? What is it within the, I hate to use the word victim, but that's what they would be. If they do nothing and somebody's coming up to them and they're getting ready to attack them, they are going to be a victim, right?
Yeah.
I do believe there's power in being fully present. However, I don't know if being fully present is enough to stop somebody who's fully unconscious from causing harm to somebody who's fully present and awakened. And that's my question to our listeners. Should you choose to decide to answer that question, you can join us on our Facebook group, which is titled The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Should be able to find it. Join our group and answer the question. And maybe I'll write this as a question and a topic in our Facebook group, so you can just reply. All right, well, that's the end of this section, and it's interesting where he calls this section is called In Defense of an Illusion. The illusion is that our life here is real, I guess. This is what a lot of spiritual people talk about, that everything in the physical realm that we see here on earth is an illusion. And our true reality, there is no matter. There's only the essence of spirituality. So therefore, whether you defend from an egoic state or you defend the physical body of somebody who is spiritually awakened, either way, you're defending an illusion. Lots of food for thought today. All right, hopefully we'll see you in our Facebook group. And until next week, I hope you have a great time. Bye now.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to go deeper into a spiritual conversation, you can join our Facebook group, The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Or you can contribute by going to WainwrightGlobal.com/go/support.